Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
This is The Burt Show.
Isn't it infuriating when you had roommates, when you went to go to the fridge, that something you were thinking about eating like for 24 hours? Maybe it was Chinese leftovers or whatever, and you're like, oh, craving that. And you go to the fridge, and your roommate ate them.
Ooh.
That's a fight. That's a fight.
Absolutely.
Same thing happens here in the office, right? You have something you want to eat, you go to the fridge, and a coworker is eating it. It's no different than in your house. There you are, craving that one thing. You go to the fridge, it's gone. How can it be rectified? Kristen and Bart have tension over this.
I was so serious about this. I put this in my vows when we got married. I kid you not. I had like very sweet vows, and my little jovial punch was like, yes, all that I will love and honor and cherish you unless I come home and you've eaten the last of the ice cream, then all bets are off. That was literally in my wedding vows. So, much to my surprise, as we are 7+ years into this marriage, almost 20 years into this relationship, he should know by now, you don't eat the last of things.
And he's been compliant up until this point.
No, not really.
Okay.
But this was a 1-2-3 punch. And so it was our cold plunge day, and I wanted to treat myself to a sweet treat. So I wanted some dark chocolate covered almonds with sea salt. Mm. I go to get them. They're not there. Mm-mm. And then I was like, well, we have a leftover crumble cookie from yesterday, right? We had cut it up into fourths. There should have been a quarter left of it.
Uh-huh.
That was gone. So I knew what had happened. I knew he had ate them, but I texted him anyway because I wanted him to know that I knew. And I was like, yo, where's the chocolate covered almonds? Where's the cookie? And he's like, I ate them. And I'm like, and then I was like, all right, fine. I don't want to drink during the week, but I still need a treat. So I know there's like half a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc left in the fridge, right? Or maybe not, maybe like a third of a bottle. Fine. I just want a glass of wine. I go and open the fridge. Bottle of wine's gone.
This guy.
Damn.
So I know, I'm like, God, what have I been putting him through? He's been housing. Sweet tweet. Sweet tweet. We need a sweet tweet. Sweet tweet and wine. So, of course, I needed him to know that I knew. So I texted him, and I'm like, where's the wine? And he's like, I drank it. And I'm like, don't come home unless you're bringing something. Like, I don't care if it's a chocolate or if it's a wine. Don't come home unless you're bringing something. So Burt Show listener Rachel sent this to me, and I think she's a genius. And to prevent this from ever happening again in your home, mm-hmm. whether it's with your significant other or if it's with your kids, it's called the goodbye bite, okay? So she emails me, Kristen, listen to the bit about your husband eating all the cookies, wine, and almonds. My husband and I have a goodbye bite policy. If you're about to take the last bite of something, you have to offer the other a goodbye bite before it's all gone.
Mm.
She goes, we've even taught our 1-year-old daughter this, LOL.
It's a good policy. Now, you would do that if you were, like, don't you normally do that if you guys are eating together, right? And you're eating off of the same plate? Maybe this falls under chivalry. I don't know. Or maybe it's just polite that if there's only one piece left, you offer it to the other person.
Oh, yeah. I always offer.
Always.
I definitely hope you say no, but I offer.
Right.
Yeah
it's shocking when they say no. Right. No. Right.
But the goodbye bite applies to, like, if you're pouring the last bit of cereal, right? And there's only a little bit left. You don't take it all. You offer a goodbye bite. If you look in the box of granola bars and there's only one left, you don't take it. You offer the goodbye bite. So... we're going to institute the goodbye bite.
What if they're not in the house? You still gotta wait.
You gotta wait.
Oh.
It's the goodbye bite.
But I'm hungry.
No, then find something else if there's two of them.
Is there a way that you can have the bite, but you have to replace it before the other person gets home?
Okay. If you're going to go to the grocery and you want to eat it, and if you will have a full box replacement before the other person gets home, I think that's your caveat.
But it has to be the exact food item, right?
Exact.
So if you were going to do this with crumble cookie, you're screwed because they change every week.
If it's not the chocolate
right,
chip.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to punch you in your throat.
Doesn't apply.
Yes.
Okay. There are levels to this.
Yes.
Okay.
The goodbye bite.
Okay.
But if you can replace it, it can be a see you later bite.
Ooh, I like that. I'll see you later.
That's not really goodbye.
As long as there's an end date to it, because if I get home and I haven't been informed about this, if you're saying, okay, I'm going to eat this cookie, but tomorrow I'm going to pick you up a box of those crumble cookies, perfect see you later bite. But if I come home and that text hasn't been sent, it's on.
No, I don't want a text. I'm coming home. I want a cookie. You're not eating it.
What you're talking about is a verbal commitment.
Yes.
Or it's almost a contract.
I need a verbal contract. I want it written down. I want blood stains. Like, we've got to do a handshake. Like, I need to know that I'm getting my sweet tweet at some point.
If my husband texts me, hey, can I have the last bite of the cookie? The answer's always going to be no. So there's no bothering him freaking texting me.
Got it.
The Burt Show.
The headline reads, I'm still thoroughly confused about this. Men are sharing women's habits and tendencies that only became obvious after moving in together. Okay, so ladies, let's play a game of guilty or not guilty. Cassie, grab a mic, will you? Let's play a game of guilty or not guilty. Cassie, grab a mic, will you? All right, here are some that came up from dudes. Are you guilty or not guilty of this? They never finish their drinks. I find two cups of half-drunken coffee scattered around the house multiple times a week until we run out of coffee cups.
Guilty.
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 Guilty, all three. I know that you've come in before and said, it drives Bart crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I will have a collection of cups on my nightstand, and they're all, like, either a quarter full or half full.
Dude, I didn't realize I did the same thing until I had to clean up after myself. Yeah. I'm messy.
Oh, my God. I got in your... Dude,
what a pain in the ass roommate I am.
I remember getting in your car and you slammed on your brakes and all these water bottles just came rushing to my feet.
Half drank water bottles. All right, women have a million black hair ties and also none. Guilty or not guilty?
Not the black hair ties. I do scrunchies because it's like it's soft, it's easier on my hair, but I have a ton of scrunchies. I continue to buy more, and then when I need one, I can't find one.
Guilty.
Guilty, but it's not my fault.
Why?
Because my cat loves using hair ties as toys. You get her 1,000 things from PetSmart, and the only thing she wants to play with are my hair ties.
She takes her bra off at the end of the day the same way I take my belt off of my jeans when I get home. It is with the force of 1,000 suns and a sigh of relief.
Guilty.
Duh.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Yeah, but I just wear it all the time. I don't know. I feel weird. I can't be walking around my house naked.
If I sleep in my bra, I feel like I didn't get sleep.
Interesting.
I feel like that sleep was wasted. If I sleep in my bra, I feel like it's wasted sleep and I didn't get good sleep.
Why would you sleep in a bra?
Sometimes you just go, you're tired and you forget. And
you forget to take the thing that's wrapped around your chest off?
Yes.
I don't forget.
That's
because
a different kind of diet.
Yeah, it comes off as soon as I walk in the door.
I bet. I mean, when we did Dress Like a Woman's Week
Live Like a
Woman's Week, the one thing that I will, well, two things I will always remember that were so tough is trying to walk 100 feet in heels. I don't know how you guys do that all night long. And the second thing is taking that bra off at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. The relief I felt.
It was such a relief. One of the biggest reliefs I've ever had.
Sometimes she'll be scratching my back or scalp, and I think, hey, this is wonderful. I wonder what I did to deserve this. And then out of nowhere, I feel like I've become the victim of 1,000 fire ants because she's like popping stuff and pulling stuff.
No, absolutely not. Not guilty.
No.
Not guilty.
Not guilty of that one. Okay. My wife pulls on the toilet paper roll like she's trying to start a lawnmower.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
I'm a folder. In my old age, I've become someone who likes to wrap it in a nice little like pad almost. It's just satisfying to me that way.
In a pad?
Like
around
you, like
your hand?
You like sort of like, you know, just roll it over each other.
You make a nice mitt.
Yes.
Mummy it over your hand.
Yeah. It's very orderly.
Fascinating. They are either cold or hungry, sometimes both, never neither.
Guilty.
So accurate.
That is so true.
Accurate, except for me, it's hot. Or hungry. Mm-hmm.
Guilty.
Of which one?
Both. I'm always cold. I'm always hungry. always want a snack and a jacket.
I have no clue what tomorrow will bring, but my wife has the next 5+ years of our life together planned out second by second. Guilty or not guilty?
Not the next five, but the next year, yes. Yeah. Guilty.
They're guilty because I told you about those plans 15 times and you can't remember them.
Guilty. If I match with you on a dating app, I've probably created a PowerPoint of our life together.
Hair washing is something that needs planning for and has consequences if missed or overdone.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. My life bows mm-hmm. down to the hair washing schedule.
Preach.
What is an overdone hair washing?
Like you wash it too much, mm-hmm. so your hair dries out and gets brittle.
Oh, okay.
How often do you have to wash it?
I try to wash mine once a week. Maybe sometimes twice a week.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. I got to hit like 3 minimum. Yeah. You'll see. I mean, you know, when you look at me, you're like, oh, she do.
It depends if I have weekend plans or not. If I do nothing over the weekend, it's like once, maybe twice. Weekend plans, I'm showering like 7 times.
But I've been bleaching my hair for 20 years, so she dry.
Got it.
Thirsty.
If you wash your hair, then how long will you be in the bathroom from showering, washing hair to getting out of the bathroom is how long?
Oh, it's not that long. I mean, it's just, I don't have to do anything. Like, I don't have to wash it extra.
So why?
It's the fixing. For me, it's the fixing of the hair.
Oh, yeah. It's the drying. Yeah. No, and it's the drying and the styling that takes forever, not the washing.
The fact that they take showers with boiling water.
Oh, that water be so hot. I don't know how you do it.
He says, I'll occasionally try to be a little spontaneous with my wife and sneak in the shower with her. First, I must locate the shower because I can't see a foot in front of me due to all the steam. When I finally step in, I must use her as a human shield until she turns the temperature down.
Yes, 100%.
Guilty. 100%.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I don't know if you put a lot of weight in on dreams, but ever since I had this one crazy experience with one dream that I had, I always started to look a little bit deeper into the meanings that of the ones that I've had since. So this was a couple of years ago. Like maybe about three years ago, I had a dream that people considered to be this really superstitious phenomenon. So I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you have a dream about you having teeth or having teeth fall out, but that's supposed to be a sign that death is coming for somebody in your life.
Really?
And I always heard that was you worried about money.
About money? Well, I do be worrying about money a lot, but that's kind of always for me. But I had this dream that I've never had before. It happened once where my teeth felt like they were falling out. And I kind of looked into it on Google and I found this whole Reddit thread where people said, oh, that means that somebody in your life is about to pass, which is crazy for me because up until that point, I hadn't lost anybody in my life. Like, you know, I'd lost pets and stuff, but I'd never lost like a person. And then it wasn't long after that that I ended up losing my grandmother on my mom's side. So my mom's mom passed away. Wow. And ever since then, I've always been like, the spiritual world, man, it do be out here spiritually.
So was it a recurring dream where you lost your teeth or just a one time?
I had it once, and that was enough for me because I was like, okay, if it only happened once, it must mean something, because I'm the type of person that has a lot of recurring dreams. And recently I've been having a lot of dreams, probably because I'm taking too much melatonin, that I have had over and over and over again. And I thought maybe my subconscious
is trying to tell me something.
See, that's why I'm always like hesitant to look up what dreams mean, because I dream a lot too, and I do believe in like signs and things of that nature. But I also feel like if you look up the dream and it's a bad interpretation, then your mind starts to believe that this is what's going to happen, and I feel like you can kind of power it into like your life, you know what I mean? So I'm like, sometimes I feel like it's better not to know. I'm afraid to look it up.
Well, I feel like sometimes it's just a little heads up, like, hey, or it can tell you something about yourself that you need to handle on head first. Like for me, I know I have maybe it's not unrealistic, but I have this constant fear that I'm going to lose my cat somehow. Like I'm going to open up the door, she's going to run out, I'm never going to see her again. So I have a reoccurring dream that I lose my cat a lot. But there are two other
reasons. I feel like every cat owner probably has that. They just cold. They might just decide they've had enough one day.
They just want to run away. I'm like, when is she going to leave me? Probably very soon. She's getting sick of my crap. But anyway, I've been having these two reoccurring dreams that I've decided to look into because they happen so frequently that I just do not understand what my subconscious is trying to tell me. So the first one that I have over and over again, I've probably had this dream 10 or 15 different times over the last couple of years. And it's the same thing every time. I'm either in high school or I'm in college. And it's always a different classroom. It's always a different teacher, but it's always a math class. And I'm always going to school, but for some reason I'm skipping the math class. Like I'll go to school. It's like a fast forward situation where I'm going to school for a bunch of different days, but I'm for some reason always just not going to my math class. And then for some reason, one day I decide to go to math class. And on that day, there's always like a big test that I'm not prepared for. So I decided to Google, what does this mean? And it's a little bit, it's kind of a nail on the head, but it does have a deeper meaning. So this dream, if you feel like you have some kind of lack of preparedness, it can be a reflection of stress that you're feeling either in your past. So obviously, like I had a lot of stress about exams, but also it means that it can represent not feeling prepared to take on different challenges in your life now. So maybe there's something I need to talk about in therapy about like, oh, what challenges do I feel like I'm facing in my life? And do I actually feel like I can take them on? And that's the reason why I'm having all the stress.
Do you think maybe it's all the transitions that have happened for you over the last year and a half?
Well, I've been having it for years. Like I even before I moved here. So I don't know if I just have this fear that I'm going to be unprepared for something, or I just always feel like I'm forgetting something. Like that's how the dream feels. Like you know you're forgetting something, but you don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But it always ends up being the math test. And the second one that I have over and over again is a little bit darker, is I always feel like I'm being chased and hunted down by somebody. So like I'm in like a war situation, or I'll be like in the house and someone's like circling the house and someone's trying to get me in the house, and it's really, really scary. This one I don't have as much. I do have the math test one a lot more.
I have the one where I'm being chased often too, and yes, I'm always slow as hell. my feet don't work.
That's the one recurring. I used to get it in childhood, being chased. But in my dream, I was able to fly, but I could never take off to fly to get away from them. But it was always like so slow. I felt like I was running through like jello.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if they're telling me I need to up my Orange Theory PR or something. But according to a dream expert, that this is one of the most common dreams to have, is being chased in a dream. And it means that you feel like there's impending conflict or confrontation, or you're refusing to face a situation in real life. Something, or also something from your past, has resurfaced and is catching up with you. It could represent a situation or problem that you're trying to avoid or escape from. And if you have the inability to run away, it may reflect a sense of being overwhelmed or trapped by these emotions or challenges.
So it seems like the theme there is like it plays to your anxiety of always worrying about if you're going to be prepared or what's coming next, and, you know, things of that nature, like being afraid of maybe the change and if, when the change does happen, if you'll actually be ready for it.
Yeah. And I'm like a naturally anxious person. So I think because I spend so much time suppressing it, that when you're dreaming and you kind of have no defenses up, it just like comes out.
So when you do these dreams, are they super detailed or just kind of vague? Because I've had dreams where I have super detailed visions of like buildings I've never been in, houses I've never been to, like broken down theaters, like crazy places. And I'm like, how do I know what this looks like? And then there are other dreams I wake up and it's like completely vague, and I'm just left with kind of like the general outline of what happened and the feeling.
Ooh. All right. Well, we've got Nikki on the phone. She says that she's got a good short story to share. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, actually, before my uncle unalived, for like 3 or 4 months, my brain just kind of honed in on a hymn that I would hum all the time. Didn't know he was ill. Not too long after that, my aunt put him in hospice. And before he passed, she started humming that same hymn. And I was like, wow.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I just got chills. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The hair is standing up my arms. Do you mind sharing what hymn that was?
It was Walk With Me.
Walk
it
with me.
Walk with me, Lord.
Oh, come on, Queen.
Walk with me. And I believe that the Lord walked with him and carried him over for his transition.
I have got chills. That is amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Nikki. I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
All of a sudden, I feel like everything's going to be okay.
All my anxiety's gone. I'm never going to have these dreams again. It's so great.
And I'm like, y'all are like, this is so touching. And I'm like, terrified.
The Burt Show.